Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
And I'm like, I know they're not shooting at me, so I hit the ground. And they're shooting, and they're shooting. And I'm on the ground under a car, and I'm crawling down the street under the car. And I look out, and I see a bunch of white boys coming down the street the other way. And they got shotguns. They got 12 gauges. They got 9 millimeters. They're just blasting, blam, blam, blam. And they're shooting back at the Mexicans. And they're shooting at each other, and they're blasting. And I'm in the middle of the shootout. And I'm on the street, on the ground, and I'm under the cars, and I'm like, oh, my God, what do I do? I'm not trying to get shot. I ain't in no gang. I'm just trying to get to the party. And I'm standing out there, and I'm under the car, and I'm crawling under the cars. But I notice that they're on one side of the street.
Everybody.
So every department was supposed to do a skit, and I ended up being Mr. Money. And I came out there with all green and some brown color shoes, and I had a black Dracula cape, white Devo glasses, and then I had black leather gloves on with zippers on the back, and I had a green headband that they had stuffed dollar bills in my headband. So I came out, and I would kiss the money, and I would laugh, and I would go, yeah, I got the money. I'm the money man. And I would pull up a dollar, and I'd go, oh, what's this dollar doing in here with all of my 50s and my 100s? And I would take it out and ball it up and throw it in the audience.
Thank you.
before I left, I went to visit them in Cerritos. And I was walking around with the girls, and people were looking at us real funny and stuff. And it was great. We had a good time. And when I got ready to come home, I got in my car, was driving on the freeway, and I noticed my hood on my car started changing colors. And it went from being a beautiful gold color to start turning brown. And then it turned black. And then it turned gray. And I was like, hey, what's going on? So I pulled over on the side of the freeway. And I popped my hood. And the whole car caught fire. And my whole motor just started burning.
No.
And I had a girlfriend that used to smoke crack, and she used to get high with me, and we lived together for like 3 years, off and on, in apartments, all of that. But I had to constantly give her some crack cocaine to keep her happy. And I got to the point where I said, hey, baby, I can't give you no more crack because I ain't got no more money to spend on crack. And I think she just got tired of me not buying the drugs for her. And I left one day to go do something on the street, and I came back and she was gone. And I was like, wow, she just really left like that. Didn't tell me bye or leave me a note or nothing. She just packed up all of her clothes, took all of my DVDs and my CDs, and she left.
My daddy was a big shot. He was like a judge. We called him Judge, as a matter of fact. Him and all of his friends, they called him Bill the Judge. And he hung out in some bars with some people that he bowled with. And you walk into the bars, and they say, "Who's buying the drinks?" And they say, "Bill is." And my daddy would buy all the drinks. He treated everybody because he was the big shot. He made more money than all of his friends, and he proved it. He wasn't cheap with his money. He always paid everybody's bill. He bought drinks for the women, and he bought drinks for the men. It wasn't a problem. Not a problem at all. Even though when I went to the bar, he bought me beer.
Yeah.
I had a Mustang. I had 20s all around, and I was sitting 3 inches off of the ground. Oh, man, I was low-riding for real. They couldn't tell me nothing. Oh, yeah, I told you the story about my Mustang, how it was gold on the outside and it was white on the inside, and my wheel wells were painted white, and I had gold lights on my wheels. Oh, yeah, I told you about that. I had tinted windows, and I had gold lights on the inside of my car. Oh, yeah, I know I told you about it. My Mustang was the sight for sore eyes. Oh, man, I used to ride my Mustang all over town, and people would see me, and at night I would turn my lights on my wheels, and they would say, wow, look at that Mustang go. one Christmas, I got a new bicycle, and my best friend got a new bicycle too. And so one day we decided that we were going to ride our bikes to church. And I found out he didn't have a lock for his bike. And I told him, oh, that's all right. We'll lock your bike up out here by the bike rack with my lock, and I'll put my bike in the yard of the rectory. So we went in, and we had mass, and we got finished with the mass, and I walked out, and then I walked into the backyard behind the church, and my bike wasn't there. And when I got home, I had to explain to my mother and my father that somebody stole my bike. And they were like, I see you got your lock. And I said, yeah, I know. I'm only in the fifth grade, Mama, so I'm not real smart yet.
This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I want to invite everybody around the world to tell everybody about the radio show. Because I do sports and news, I play music in the air, I tell jokes to the listening audience, and I tell stories everywhere. I got enough material to do a three-hour movie or a 30-minute TV show. I'm Las Vegas, the entertainment promoter, and I'm telling you how it goes. But you can find me if you go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard to find my radio show. It's really not hard. You can find me if you pull up 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And we're broadcasting Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 3 to 4:30 p.m. And I want to tell everybody around the world, we need your financial support. So go to Cash App and pull up the username, The Pimp Comic. That's THEPIMPCOMIC. And we appreciate your financial contributions to the project. Thank you.
My comedy album is going to be a big hit. So get your checkbooks ready. Get your credit cards ready. And order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Thursday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Stories. Well, I'm G Money, and I want to talk sports. Let's talk NBA basketball.
Let's talk basketball. Basketball. Yeah, what's up, DJ Papa D? Are you in the house?
Yes, sir. Ready to go.
All righty. Well, it's been a beautiful day here. I'm just getting outside to set up for my radio show. And I just finished Facebook Live. So everybody that's listening to my radio show, you can go and check me out on Facebook. G Money's Exercise and Entertainment Show, live on Facebook. All right. Well, we're going to talk NBA basketball right now. We went over all of the teams on Tuesday. So now we're going to go over the games that are being played today on Thursday. So let's do that first, because we didn't have any games to talk about on Tuesday because they had the All-Star game this past weekend. So now we have the games that are being played today on Thursday. So how many games are being played tonight?
Tonight there are 9 games.
9 games. Okay. Well, let's go over the 9 games and see if I can pick the winners for the 9 basketball games that are going to play tonight. And we'll go over the results of these games tomorrow on Friday's radio show. Okay, so game number one.
Game number one, the Boston Celtics are playing the Indiana Pacers in Indiana.
Okay.
You
want to
know the point spread?
I'm going to take the... No, I'm going to go just pick them head up. That's how I'm going to pick these games. I don't really pick them according to the point spread. I just pick them because of the record that they have now. They're standing as they exist as of right now. So I'm going to take the Boston Celtics to win, for the win. So that's game one, Boston Celtics for the win.
Okay. Celtics for the win. Game number two, the Detroit Pistons are playing the Orlando Magic in Orlando.
All right. I'm going to take the Orlando Magic for the win in game number two.
Okay. You're thinking the Orlando Magic?
Yep.
Game number two. Game number three is the Denver Nuggets playing the Cleveland Cavaliers in Cleveland.
Oh, now that should be a good game. Denver is number one in the West, and Cleveland is like number four or five in the East. So that could be a battle. Where are they playing, in Cleveland or in Denver?
They're playing in Cleveland.
They're playing in Cleveland?
They are playing in Cleveland, yes, sir.
Okay. Well, I think I'm going to still take the Denver Nuggets for the win.
against the Cleveland Cavaliers. I'm going to take the Denver Nuggets for the win.
All right, Denver Nuggets for the win. Game number, the New Orleans Pelicans are playing the Toronto Raptors.
I'm going to take the Toronto Raptors for the win against the Pelicans.
All right, Raptors for the win. Game number five, the Memphis Grizzlies are playing the Philadelphia 76ers in Philadelphia.
Oh, that's number 14 playing against the number 2 team in the West. So I'm going to take the Philadelphia 76ers to beat the Memphis Grizzlies. How about that? I'm going to take the number 4 team in the East to beat the number 2 team in the West.
Okay. 76ers over the Grizzlies. All right. Game number six, the San Antonio Spurs are playing the Dallas Mavericks.
Oh, that's a no-brainer. I'm going to take the Dallas Mavericks for the win over the
San Antonio
Spurs.
Were
they playing the San Antonio Spurs? Yeah. I'm going to take the Dallas Mavericks over the Spurs. That should be a no-brainer. Automatic win.
Okay. Mavericks over the Spurs. Game number seven, the Oklahoma City Thunder is playing the Utah Jazz in Utah.
I'm going to take the Oklahoma Thunders over the Utah Jazz. I think Oklahoma's going to beat Utah in Utah.
All right. Oklahoma City Thunder over the Jazz. Game number eight, the Portland Trail Blazers are playing the Sacramento Kings in Sacramento.
I'm going to take Sacramento Kings for the win over Portland Trail Blazers. Sacramento Kings for the win.
Okay. Kings for the win. Game number nine, final game of tonight. Golden State Warriors are playing the L.A. Lakers in L.A.
That should be an interesting game. Golden State is playing okay, but the Lakers aren't playing good at all. I don't think LeBron is going to play in the game tonight. And I think Golden State will have Steph Curry and all the other Golden State players will be playing in that game. So I'm going to take Golden State Warriors for the win over the Lakers. Golden State for the win.
Golden State for the win. That's it for tonight's games in the NBA.
All right. Well, that should be G Money Sports Report for Thursday, the 23rd? The 23rd.
That's right.
Of February. February 23rd, 2023. All right. Well, let's take a commercial break, play a song, and we'll be back for more of the music, back for more of the show in a minute.
I was in the 11th grade, and I was an athlete. But between classes, I was playing with a yo-yo. That's right. I had a yo-yo. I had a Duncan yo-yo. And my yo-yo went with me everywhere. I yo-yoed between classes. I yo-yoed at lunchtime. I yo-yoed on the way home from school. I mean, I yo-yoed all the time. And I got so good at my yo-yo, and I could do three tricks. I could walk the dog, and then I could rock the cradle, and then you did around the world. Yeah, I was good with my three tricks. I was really good with that. And I practiced every day, and I always had my yo-yo with me.
You are now about to witness the strength of street knowledge.
Over hesitation, and hear the scream of the one who got the land penetration.
when I was in college, I had a couple of roommates that were from San Francisco, and I was hanging out in San Francisco, and I went down the street walking, and these girls were waving at me and smiling at me, and I went back to my buddy's house, and I said, "Ice, man, I was walking down the street from your house, and there was some girls waving at me." He said, "Those weren't girls waving at you." And I said, "What? Are you serious?" And I saw these group of girls over at the side, and they looked at us and started waving at us and saying, "Hey, come here." And my buddy's like, "No, we're not going over there." And I'm like, "Why not? Those girls are calling us." He said, "Nope, they're not all girls." And I looked. And I said, "They all got dresses on."
But you still ain't calling. I left my cell, my pager, and my home phone at the bottom. I sent two letters back in autumn. You must not have got them. There probably was a problem at the post office or something. Sometimes I scribble addresses too sloppy when I jot them. But anyways, fuck it. What's been up, man? How's your daughter? My girlfriend's pregnant too. I'm about to be a father. If I have a daughter, guess what I'ma call her? I'ma name her Bonnie. I read about your Uncle Ronnie too, I'm sorry. I had a friend kill himself over some bitch who didn't want him. I know you probably hear this every day, but I'm your biggest fan. I even got the underground shit that you did with Scam. I got a room full of your posters and your pictures, man. I like the shit you did with Rockets too, that shit was fat. Anyways, I hope you get this, man. Hit me back, just a chat. Truly yours, your biggest fan, this is Sam. Call the road. I hope you have a chance. I ain't mad. I just think it's fucked up you don't answer fans. If you didn't want to talk to me outside the concert, you didn't have to. But you could have signed an autograph for Matthew. That's my little brother, man. He's only 6 years old. We waited in the blistering cold for you for 4 hours and you just said no. That's pretty shitty, man. You're like his fucking idol. He wants to be just like you, man. He likes you more than I do. I ain't that mad, though. I just don't like being lied to. Remember when we met in Denver? You said if I write you, you would write back. See, I'm just like you in a way. I never knew my father neither. He used to always cheat on my mom and beat her. I can relate to what you're saying in your song. So when I have a shitty day, I drift away and put them on. Cause I don't really got shit else, so that shit helps when I'm depressed. I even got a tattoo with your name across the chest. Sometimes I even cut myself to see how much it bleeds. It's like adrenaline, the pain is such a sudden rush for me. See, everything you say is real, and I respect you cause you tell it. My girlfriend's jealous cause I talk about you 24-7. But she don't know you like I know you, Slim, no one does. She don't know what it was like for people like us growing up. You gotta call me, man, I'll be the biggest fan you'll ever lose. Sincerely yours, Stan. P.S. We should be together too. My fans, this will be the last package I ever send your ass. It's been 6 months and still no word. I don't deserve it. I know you got my last two letters. I wrote the addresses on them perfect. So this is my cassette I'm sending you. I hope you hear it. I'm in the car right now. I'm doing 90 on the freeway. Hey Slim, I drink a fifth of vodka. You dare me to drive? You know the song by Phil Collins in the air of the night about that guy who could have saved that other guy from drowning but didn't? Then Phil saw it all, then at his show he found him? That's kind of how this is. You could have rescued me from drowning. Now it's too late. I'm on 1,000 downers now. I'm drowsy. And all I wanted was a lousy letter of a call. I hope you know I ripped all of your pictures off the wall. I love you, Slim. We could have been together. Think about it. You ruined it now. I hope you can't sleep and you dream about it. And when you dream, I hope you can't sleep and you scream about it. I hope your conscience eats you when you can't breathe without me. See, Slim, shut up, bitch. I'm trying to talk. Hey, Slim, that's my girlfriend screaming in the trunk. But I didn't slit her throat. I just tied her up. See, I ain't like you. Because if she suffocates, she'll suffer more. And then she'll die, too. Well, gotta go. I'm almost at the bridge now. Oh, shit, I forgot. How am I supposed to send this shit out?
But I just been busy. Said your girlfriend's pregnant now. How far along is she? Look, I'm really flattered you would call your daughter that. And here's an autograph for your brother. I wrote it on the starter cap. I'm sorry I didn't see you with the show. I must have missed you. Don't think I did that shit intentionally just to diss you. But what's the shit you said about you like to cut your wrist too? I say that shit just clowning, dog. Come on, how fucked your bitch you? You got some issues, Dan. I think you need some counseling to help your ass from bouncing off the walls when you get down some. And what's the shit about us meant to be together? That type of shit'll make me not want us to meet each other. I really think you and your girlfriend need each other. But maybe you just need to treat her better. I hope you get to read this letter. I just hope it reaches you in time before you hurt yourself. I think that you'll be doing just fine if you relax a little. I'm glad I inspire you, but Stan, why are you so mad? Try to understand that I do want you as a fan. I just don't want you to do some crazy shit. I seen this one shit on the news a couple weeks ago that made me sick. Some dude was drunk and drove his car over a bridge and had his girlfriend in the trunk. And she was pregnant with his kid. And in the car they found a safe, but they didn't say who it was to. Come to think about it, his name was, it was you. Damn.
Well, a guy got up and hit a long fly ball, and the man ran to third base. And I'm like, oh, no, he's going to try to run? Oh, well, I'm ready for him. And they throw it to our shortstop. And our shortstop throws the ball, and I catch the ball. And now I'm waiting on the runner. And he's coming, and I know he's coming, and I'm ready for him, and I'm going to tag him out, and he's going to be out. And he doesn't slide. He goes to plan B, which was run me over. And he runs me over. And I tag him out, but he steps on my foot. And then I jump up and I say, ow, shit, that hurt.
Everybody around the world, G-Money presents a new project called Exercise and Entertainment. Facebook Live, and it'll start at 1:30 and end at 2:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And I want you to listen to G-Money to exercise and improve your upper body strength and improve your health. And it's available to people of all ages, all around the world. We ask everybody around the world to support the project and go to Cash App and pull up
the username, The Pimp Comic. And we ask that you support it financially so that we can pay the bills. I greatly appreciate your financial support, and we look forward to seeing you Monday through Friday, Facebook Live. We'll talk to you then. Thank you. This is G Money, and I was telling you my comedy album is coming, and it's here. You can go to storytimewithgmoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want, but they're available right now on storytimewithgmoney.com. That's where they're located.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is Gene Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Thursday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Stories. Well, now it's time for me to share a story with you that I wrote for your listening pleasure. So sit back, put your head back, put your feet up, get you something cold to drink, and get you something to snack on, some popcorn, some peanuts, or some candy, as you listen to the story that I tell about a time in my life, an adventure that I enjoyed in my lifetime. So DJ Papa D, do you have the story that I recorded for the listening audience? And play the story now. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute. See, on the baseball diamond, there are 9 players on the field. And you have your outfield. You have 3 players in the outfield. You have your left fielder, which plays behind the shortstop. You have your center fielder, which plays directly behind second base. And then you have your right fielder that plays behind the second baseman. So in your infield, you have your first baseman, then you have your second baseman that plays between first base and second base, and you have your shortstop, which plays between second base and third base. And then you have your third baseman. And then on the mound, you have your pitcher,
And behind the plate, you have your catcher. So that's the nine players that you have on your offense, on your defense. And that's what you play against. Now, being a catcher, I'm the captain of the team. I'm the one that tells where the ball is going after it's been hit. I tell you where to throw the ball. So we're going to pretend like we're hitting the ball to left field, and we're going to second base. Well, the shortstop is the cutoff man, so he lines the throw up to second base. He goes out halfway in the field, and he puts his arms up so that the outfielder can see him, and he throws the ball to the shortstop. But most outfielders should be able to throw the ball all the way to second base without a bounce. They should be able to make the throw. But it's good to hit the cutoff man because the shortstop can throw the ball to any other base if it's necessary. All right. So you hit the ball to center field, and the center fielder catches the ball, and the cutoff man is the shortstop. If it's on the left side of the second base, the shortstop is the cutoff man. If it's on the right side toward right field, your second baseman is the cutoff man. And if the shortstop, the cutoff man, the second baseman will cover the base, second base. If the second baseman is the cutoff man, the shortstop is the cutoff, is the one that covers second base. Okay? And if you hit the ball to right field, the second baseman is the cutoff man, and the shortstop covers second base. So that's how it goes in the outfield if you're throwing to second base. Now, if you're throwing to third base, you hit it to left field, the shortstop is the cutoff man. He goes out and the third baseman lines him up so that the outfielder can throw the ball over the shortstop's head straight to third base. Okay? And if you hit the ball to center field on the left-hand side, on the left field side, the shortstop is the cutoff man, and he goes out with his hands up, and the third baseman will line him up so that the center fielder would throw the ball over the shortstop's head, and it should land on at third base on one bounce. Okay, if you hit the ball to the right side of center field, then the second baseman is the cutoff man, and the third baseman covers second base. And they throw the ball over the second baseman's head to third base. And if you hit it to right field, the second baseman is the cutoff man, and you throw the ball over his head to third base. And if you throw it, and the second baseman catches the ball, he can make the relay to third base. Okay, if you're going home, you hit the ball to the left field, the third baseman is the cutoff man for home plate. So you throw the ball through the third baseman. You throw it over his head, and you throw the ball to the plate. And the shortstop will cover third base, and the second baseman will cover second base, and the first baseman will cover first base. Now, if you hit the ball to center field and you're going to the plate, the first baseman is the cutoff man. He's going to be around the pitcher's mound on the center of the diamond. And the center fielder would throw the ball to the cutoff man or throw it over his head all the way to home plate. Because the center fielder usually has the best arm of your outfielders. Okay? And if you hit the ball to right field, the first baseman is the cutoff to the plate. So, again, he's standing around the pitcher's mound, and he has his hand up, and the right fielder is throwing the ball to the first baseman at the cutoff, and he throws it to the plate. And the right fielder should try to throw the ball all the way to the plate, and he should be able to throw it with at least one bounce to the catcher. So that's how it goes on the outfield. Now, when you take an infield, you hit a ground ball to the third baseman. He catches the ball. He throws it to first base. And then the first baseman throws it to the catcher, and the catcher throws it back to third base, and the third baseman throws it back to the catcher. Then you hit the ball to the shortstop. The shortstop throws the ball to first base, and first baseman throws it to the catcher, and the catcher throws the ball to second base, where the shortstop is covering second base, and he throws the ball to first base, and the first base throws the ball to the catcher. Okay, you hit the ball to second base, and the second baseman catches the ball and throws it to first base, and the first base throws it to the catcher, and the catcher throws it to the second baseman that's covering second base. And the shortstop is behind second base to back up the second baseman. And they throw it to the catcher, and the catcher throws the ball back to second base, and the second baseman catches the ball and throws it to first base, and the first base throws it back to the catcher at home plate. Then you hit the ball to first base, and either he takes it himself and throws it to the catcher, or you hit it so that the first baseman has to come off of the bag, and he has to catch the ball, and the second baseman runs behind him to first base, and he catches the ball at first base and throws it to the catcher. And then the first baseman runs back to first base, and the catcher throws the ball to first base, and the first baseman throws it back to the catcher. And that's how it goes in the infield. Now, if you're shooting a double play, you hit the ball to the third baseman, he throws it to the second baseman, and the second baseman throws it to the first baseman, and that's a double play. The first baseman throws it to the catcher. Or if you hit the ball to the shortstop throws it to the second baseman, who's covering second base, and then the second baseman throws it to first base, and the first baseman throws it home to the catcher. Then you hit the ball to the second baseman, and the second baseman throws it to the shortstop, who's covering second base, and he throws the ball to first base. And that's how you do a double play in the infield. And then you hit the ball to the first baseman, he gets the ball, he throws it to the shortstop, who's covering second base, and then the second baseman runs to first base and takes the throw from the shortstop to first base. And then he throws it in to the catcher. Or you can hit it to the first baseman. He'll throw it to second base to the shortstop at second, and the shortstop throws it back to first base, and the first baseman covers his own bag and takes the throw at first, and then throws it into the catcher. That's how the infield works, and that's how the outfield works. Everybody backs up everybody, and every base is covered, and everything is in synchronization. So that's how baseball is played, and everybody covers a base with the position.
I was telling you how baseball is fielded on the defensive side of the field, because I've been playing baseball since I was 3 years old. So I'm pretty familiar with how the game works. And
when a player hits the ball, if he hits it to the outfield, he rounds first to look as though he could go to second. If the outfielder misses the ball, then he runs to second. But if he doesn't miss the ball, he rounds the bag, and he looks at the outfield, and he says, okay, I can't make the second base. I'm going to turn around and go back to first base. Well, in Little League, that's okay, because the runner can just turn around and walk back to first base. But in Big League ball, if he turns his back on the right fielder and the right fielder picks up the ground ball, he can throw it to first base, and the first baseman can tag the runner if he catches him on the infield side of the foul line. He's open game. He's legal to be tagged out. Now, if he runs down the line and tags the first base and runs to the right on the outside of the foul line, then he's out of play. So he can walk around out there and walk back to the first baseline, to the first base without being tagged, because he's out of play. And that's the way that works.
To hear the entire story, go to storytimewithgmoney.com. That's storytimewithgmoney.com.
I'm a comedian from L.A. I work from Diego to the Bay. I tell jokes about animals and women with no hair.
Come on now.
I taught school in Compton. They said the kids were dumb. I beg to differ, because I taught them one-on-one. I taught Anthony Anderson and Deshaun Prince, just to name a few. I taught Venus and Serena Williams, and they did what they had to do.
Come on now.
They became bright stars, brighter than the sun. They put Compton on the map, and they did it one by one. Well, I moved from L.A. to Las Vegas in about 2000 or so. I wanted to try my luck on a Vegas stage show.
Come on now.
So I met Aretha Franklin. She was the queen of soul. And she asked me to open up her stage show. So I opened the show, and it went all right, and I did it real big, and then I met Gladys Knight.
Come on now.
Well, I opened her show, and I stood real tall, and then I went to the convention center, and I opened the Pimpin' Players Ball. Snoop Dogg was the special guest star. He gave me some weed. We put it in the air. We smoked it all around like we just didn't care.
Come on now.
Then I went to the casino, and I was drinking at the bar, and I met Flavor Flav, and
man, he was talking about he was a star.
Come on now.
And then I met Too Short, and he was having fun. And then I went to the party with Iron Mike Tyson.
Come on now.
Now I'm in Vegas, and I'm on the radio. And I'm broadcasting live around the world, don't you know?
Come on now.
You can hear me on the radio if you pull up Gregory Girard to find my radio show. It's definitely not hard.
Come on now.
I talk about news and sports, and I play music on the air. I tell jokes for the listening audience, and I tell stories everywhere.
Come on now.
I have enough to do a 3-hour movie or a 30-minute TV show. 'Cause I'm G-Money, Las Vegas promoter, and I'm telling you how it goes.
Come on now.
I'm G-Money, and I move the crowd, and I'm so funny, I make them laugh out loud.
Come on now.
So I'm G-Money, the pimp comic, and I move the crowd, I make them laugh out loud. I'm G-Money. I'm G-Money, the pimp comic, and if you didn't know, now you know. And if you didn't know, ask somebody.
And we looked up, and the blunt had gone all the way to the top of the arena.
Big Mouth Productions and G-House Media presents.
I hate being wet. In fact, I get mad when I got to take a shower.
The one you've been waiting for.
And when we finish with the front side, I'll turn you over and do the back.
G-Money, the teacher from the streets.
And I was like a DUI. How did I get a DUI?
G-Money, the pimp comic.
I like crack. Boy, crack is the shit.
You don't want to sleep on this one.
I had been drinking, so I was feeling no pain, and I was driving.
G-Money, the pimp comic and teacher from the streets, coming soon to a liquor store near you.
Well, I'm G-Money, the pimp comic, and I want to talk about basketball. It's basketball season, and it's time to follow G-Money's picks on the basketball, the NBA, the WNBA, and college basketball. I'm going to see if I can pick a winner. So if you follow G-Money Sports Report, you will be able to find out who's winning in the basketball game throughout the basketball season. So, follow G-Money and see if you can pick a winner, because I'm going to be in it to win it.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG
at Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Los Angeles, Davis, and everybody around the world, this is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Thursday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, the clock on the wall says that's all. It's time for us to shut the show down and get ready for our radio show, our Friday's radio show. But before we go, I want to acknowledge the birthdays of my fan club, of my friends, and the followers of the radio show. So before we go, DJ Papa D, can you announce the birthdays that are celebrating today on February 23rd? 2023.
Put another candle on my birthday cake. We're gonna bake a birthday cake. Put another candle on my birthday cake. I'm another year old today. I'm gonna have a party with my birthday cake.
All right, here are the birthdays for today, February 23rd. 2023. Hey, it's 2/23/2023. All right. Happy birthday to Tiffany Burris. Happy birthday to Riri Taylor. Happy birthday to Yolanda Sells in Michigan. Happy birthday to Dr. Ophelia Wallace. Happy birthday to Lakesha Fain. Happy birthday to Tristan Thornton. Happy birthday to Corey Blast. Happy birthday to Christopher Robinson. Happy birthday, Reginald Brown. Happy birthday, Ulysses Ford. And last but not least, happy birthday to Mr. Marco Rice. So that's it for all the birthdays. So we just want to wish everyone a happy birthday who's celebrating their birthday today, February 23rd, 2023.
All right. Well, happy birthday to everybody that's celebrating their birthday this month, and especially on 2/23/23. That's a good number for you to go to bed on in the casino. So, I know God has given everybody the blessing to have a good day today and a better day tomorrow, and I want to wish them all the graciousness and all the glory in their own. So, I want to say what? Are you trying to say something, DJ? You're all scrambled. Whatever you're trying to say isn't coming out real clear.
No, I wasn't saying anything to you at all.
Oh, okay. Sounds good. All right. Well, I want God to bless everybody on today's date, especially those that are celebrating their birthday. And I think it's the month, I think Aries starts today, actually, for the zodiac sign. Aquarius is over with on the 22nd, and Aries starts over on the 23rd. So for my little brother that's celebrating his birthday March 26th, that's interesting. Maybe Aries doesn't start yet because his birthday is the 26th of March, and that's 3 days after the 23rd of March, which means that Aries
starts after the 23rd of March. So there must be another zodiac sign that happens between Aquarius and between Aries. So I don't know what sign that is. Is that Pisces? Is that the sign between Aquarius and Aries? DJ, do you know?
Yes, sir. It's Pisces time.
Oh, okay. So I want to say what's up to all the fish that are celebrating their birthday now, because 3rd should be the first day of Pisces, and we want to give the fish their recognition. We've gone through Aquarius, and now it's time for the Pisces to be recognized. All right. Well, until then, I want to wish everybody that's celebrating their birthday today, and I want to sing a birthday song for you. And it goes like this. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. How old are you? How old are you? How old are you? How old are you? You live in a zoo. You look like a monkey, and you act like one too. Woo! I don't know any Pisces, so I can talk about Pisces, because I don't have Pisces members in my family, and I don't know any Pisces. So until we come up with some more people, some Aries people, I'm going to talk about all the Pisces that are having their birthdays today. And they can always call me, because it ain't no fun if the homie can't have none. So I want to say have a good day today and a better day tomorrow. And may you have blessings all around your house. And may your family and friends give you a great birthday today. For the people that are celebrating their birthday on February 23rd, it's still Black History Month, and we still should be listening to the speeches given by the great orators that have talked about the black beautiful, the development of black people, and the development of black cities, and the development of inventions by black people. So we need to recognize the contributions of black people to America. And without further ado, I want to say, whoa, it's cold out here. I want to say, let us pray. And we'll see you tomorrow on Friday. I'm talking to you as Reverend G. Money, because I've read in the Bible that it says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me, so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation. Because only God can stop this virus, since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing, and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom, and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time.
In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together. And we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name, I say, hallelujah, 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 Lord God on high. Amen.
Weed, and it was good. Loud. Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at bigmouthgvgpromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at bigmouthgvgpromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at bigmouthgvgpromotions@gmail.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.